Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, welcoming you to Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. We are live on the air and online right now to give you the opportunity to call and get an immediate answer to your question or to discuss the real issues in your life right now. That number, 844-32-BASIC, 844-32-BASIC, or the full number, 844-322-2742. It's Basic Gospel, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. All of us need hope in this world. It's a dark place. It's a bleak place. There's not a lot of promise that the world holds out to us. And any promise that it does, it's just empty. It's hollow. Maybe we seek after it. Maybe we go after it with all types of gusto, hoping that that's going to meet the deepest needs of our human hearts. And then when we grab hold of it, it just flees. There's no hope in this world. There's nothing out there that can really anchor us in this life. But in Christ, there is hope. And that's the declaration of the gospel. The fact that Jesus Christ is alive becomes an anchor for our souls. There is someone that we can depend upon, someone that we can rely on, someone that we can trust in day-to-day life. And this month, we're going to be talking about the resurrection of Jesus Christ, really the centerpiece of this gospel message and the centerpiece of the hope that we can experience as human beings here and now. I think of Peter's first sermon on the day of Pentecost. I mean, here he was this guy that clung to Jesus, followed Jesus, put his foot in his mouth all the time concerning Jesus, was ready to defend Jesus to the hilt. And then when, that critical moment came, he denied the Lord three times. That's what Peter did in his own power. There was no hope there. There was no hope in his human effort. He didn't have what it took to be what he wanted to be for Jesus. But then the resurrection occurred and the giving of the Holy Spirit and everything changed. Hope entered into Peter's life and he stood with confidence on that first day and he said this, "Men of Israel, listen to this." There's boldness right there in this that first line.
Yes.
Listen to this. Mm-hmm. I mean, these aren't just things to kind of, you know, be background noise. He grabbed their attention immediately. Listen to this. Jesus of Nazareth was a man accredited by God to you by miracles, wonders, and signs, which God did among you through him, as you yourselves know. So listen to this. This is a message about Jesus. This man was handed over to you by God's set purpose and foreknowledge, and you, with the help of wicked men, put him to death by nailing him to the cross. But this is the great news. This is the gospel message. God raised him from the dead, freeing him from the agony of death, because it is impossible for death to keep its hold on him. And if it's impossible for death to keep its hold on Jesus, those who come to know Christ by faith, the same is true. Death has no hold on us. We have been raised just as Christ was raised. We were raised spiritually. He was raised physically. But his physical resurrection ensures our bodily resurrection when all things will be made new.
Yeah.
Death does not hold power over us. Talk about hope. There it is.
Yeah.
Right there in the gospel message. Let's talk about it today on today's broadcast of Basic Gospel.
Yes, indeed. The lines are wide open for you to do just exactly that. Of course, this past Friday, we had some pretty interesting weather moving into the Dallas-Fort Worth area, so we let the staff go home early, and I'm glad we did because it just got worse as the day went on, so it was safer for them to get out early and to get home to safety. And so right now, we do have the phone lines open as the weather is continuing to improve pretty considerably. So give us a call, friends. Want to hear from you, 844-322-2742. The short version, 844-32-BASIC. Well, guys, a question from Gloria, who listens in Brooklyn on our wonderful affiliate WMCA. A question about a couple of verses in the book of Proverbs. She says, "I'm confused with Proverbs 26, verses 4 and 5. Would you please explain how I can apply this to daily living? Because to me, they seem contradictory. That's from Gloria in Brooklyn.
Now, what was that passage again?
Proverbs 26, 4 and 5.
Well, we'll just have to find that. Do you have that, Richard?
Yeah,
can
I do.
Can you read that for us?
Yeah. The contrasting statements. Do not answer a fool according to his folly, or you yourself will be just like him. Answer a fool according to his folly, or he will be wise in his own eyes. It kind of sounds like the opposite there.
Right, right. But it's not the opposite. Certainly there are no contradictions in that at all. So what is he saying to us there, Richard? What's the answer? What's the admonition for us who are believers in Christ?
Just to put it colloquially, watch your mouth.
Yeah, plain and simple.
Just plain and simple. I mean, words have incredible power, whether they're foolish words or whether they're wise words. And seriously, we just don't have time in this world to be wasting our time on foolish talk. And you know, if you were going to look at this whole chapter and you see these various contrasts that the writer of Proverbs makes, what he's telling us to do is walk in the wisdom of the Lord. And in this specific case, don't mess with a fool. Just don't go there, because there's no winning, right?
Right.
Somebody
right.
who is that foolish is going to twist your words no matter what you say. And it's probably just easier to say, Lord, give me some discernment here and help me out of this situation. Let's avoid it in the first place.
Yeah. You don't want to go along with a fool's foolishness.
No.
And sometimes when you open your mouth to answer a fool, you're going to go along with his foolishness. Sometimes when you don't open your mouth and answer a fool, you're going to go along with his
yes.
foolishness. So context is everything there,
yeah.
but avoid.
Yeah.
And I think that's what this is saying. So thank you for that question.
Yeah, good question, Gloria. Thanks. And for any of our listeners, Bob and Richard, who would like to pose a question, can't get to the phone while we're actually on the air live. That, of course, is 3 to 3:25 Central Time, Monday through Friday. We encourage you to drop us an email, and we'd love to hear from you at basicgospel.net.
Well, thanks, Bob. Let's go to Elizabeth, New Jersey, and talk with Nadia, listening to us on WMCA. Hi, Nadia.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Doing fantastic. How are you today, my friend?
Absolutely incredible. Strange story. I was just telling to the lady that works with you guys. I was driving past the old DHA radio station that's here in New Jersey, and for some reason I decided to turn on the radio to that station. I've never listened in, and I heard you talking about the gospel and how death is not final and Jesus' physical resurrection can be thought of to us as our resurrection with death. And I've been questioning things so much lately, and I've always had this fear of death being final and not knowing what happens after, and you guys just completely cleared that up for me, and I felt such a weight lifted off me. So I want to say thank you for doing this radio station, because without you guys, I wouldn't have figured that out, and I'm very truly grateful for you.
Well, Nadia, thank you
wow.
so much, and you know, God's timing is perfect, isn't
yeah.
it?
We
have a concern.
My grandmother was my big part.
Yeah, well, that is wonderful. We have a concern and a need, and we're looking for an answer, and God provides it in His timing and in His way. And that's just the blessing of being a part of the body of Christ. And, Nadia, as far as this death thing, Jesus' resurrection just answers that so clearly. He punched death right in the face and said, nope, you don't get to win this. I have overcome.
That is the most beautiful message. And my grandmother actually was the one who started teaching me about everything. And I read my catechism through her, and I started attending church with her. I've been going to adult classes to become baptized. And it's beautiful to know that it's never too late to start questioning and realizing your relationship with God.
Absolutely. So, Nadia, you know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. You've been made alive with Him. And
yes, I am, sir.
Well, that
yeah.
is
wonderful.
Wonderful. That is wonderful indeed. Well, next time you have doubts and death, you know, kind of starts flooding your mind and you have these doubts and concerns, just punch it right in the face and say, you know, Jesus has already won. He was raised from the dead. I've been raised with Him. And that's it. That's final.
I will definitely do so. Thank you guys so much. I hope you're enjoying some okay weather. For here in New Jersey, we're waiting for a blessing.
Well, if we get one, a weather blessing, we'll send it your way.
Yeah.
Well, now that you let me do this, thank you. Let me put you on hold, and we'd love to send you some more information about the ministry and some of the questions you just asked, okay?
And not only that, we're here every day at this time. We hope you'll join us each day, and tell a friend what you've heard today.
Have a good day, guys.
Hey, thanks.
Plenty of open lines, 844-32-BASIC. Again, 844-322-2742. And we have plenty of time on the clock, plenty of time to explore your question and go into the Word of God for the answer. Hey, something special right now, a copy of Andrew Farley's popular book, The Naked Gospel, can be yours for a gift of any amount right now to Basic Gospel. All you need to do to get yours is go online to basicgospel.net and make your donation and request your copy. The Naked Gospel by Andrew Farley, for a gift of any amount to Basic Gospel.
Yes, indeed. And your gifts to Basic Gospel are so vitally important to people like Teresa from New York, who wrote to us and said, chain links fall off each time I listen. You know, when we're asking you to support Basic Gospel, these are the people who come to mind that we're asking you to invest in. There are plenty of people out there like Teresa who are bound up by religious tradition, by legalism, by their own sinful desires, and they're looking for a way to break free. Well, we're their voice. We're saying they need your gifts, your prayers, so that they can be set free. Come join the team of people that is making a difference in lives like Teresa all around the world. It's the greatest investment that you can make, a gift of $35, $100, $500, $1,000 will be used in such an incredible way to touch folks just like Teresa.
Yeah.
So when you give a gift, recognize that you're reaching people like her. Just picture somebody with chains bound all around them who needs to be set free. There's somebody right in your neighborhood, plenty of people that you might know in your church or in your business or that sort of thing, who need the freeing message of Christ Jesus. So when you give, give generously, and know that for somebody else like Teresa, chain links are going to fall off of them as well.
Well, once again, the link is basicgospel.net, and you'll find a prominent support link right there on our homepage, basicgospel.net. Well, right now, again, plenty of open lines at 844-32-BASIC. We are Basic Gospel. Bob Christopher, Richard Pfeiffer. My name is Bob Davis, and we thank you, as always, for joining us for this particular broadcast. We're here every day at this time, and we're here for no other reason than to allow you to pose your question live and get an immediate answer. So take advantage of the opportunity right now. Call 844-322-2742, or the short version, 844-32-BASIC. Guys, a question from Richard, who writes to us from Fairfax, Virginia, says, if Ananias and Sapphira were under grace, why were they killed for lying?
Good question. One of those really confusing passages in the New Testament. There's a couple of things that we don't know about Ananias and Sapphira. We make some judgments. We project things in the text that the text really doesn't say. We don't know that they were believers. We just know that they were a part of that early group. We know that they saw Barnabas do something that was significant and that received a lot of praise and a lot of accolades. Barnabas sold a piece of land. He took the proceeds from the sale of that land and gave it to the apostles to be distributed to the saints in need. And he took all of the proceeds and gave all of them for the needs of the people. Well, Ananias and Sapphira saw that. They wanted to get a few of those accolades. So they had a piece of land. They sold it. They kept half of the proceeds for themselves, and they gave the other half to the apostles to distribute to the poor as well. But they told everybody that they had given everything. They lied. So that's what we know. Peter, by the revelation of God's Spirit, understood what had happened and called them on the carpet. He said, "Why did you lie to the Holy Spirit about this?" Well, that was a significant thing. And it says once they were caught in that, and Peter went to each one individually. He didn't go to both of them as a couple. He went to Ananias, and then he went to Sapphira. And when he went to each one and he said, "You've been caught in a lie, you have lied to the Holy Spirit," each one fell dead, and they were dragged out. We don't know all the whys and the wherefores. All we know is that is what has happened. That's what happened. We try to make a theology out of that, and I think that's a wrong direction to take from this passage. I think we just look at it for what it was. These two people died, and it made a statement to everybody else in the body. And I think the statement was learned, the lesson was learned, and they moved on. And I think from there, the gospel flourished. I mean, this is serious business. This gospel message is death to life stuff. We were all dead in sin. And when we come to faith in Jesus Christ, we are made alive. We cross over from death to life. Well, that's truth. Well, we can't try to promote something through lies. And I think that was the message that Peter and the Holy Spirit was trying to bring to that early church. This is a message of truth. It must be promoted with truth. And I think that's the lesson that we take from it today. I don't think we build a theology that, wow, if we lie, we're gonna get killed. I think that's just what happened there, and that's all we need to take from this story.
Now, our tendency is to so quickly jump to some sort of heavenly extortion. And Peter was so clear here. He said, it was your money to do with as you chose. So the problem wasn't how much they gave. The problem was that they lied about giving everything. That was the serious matter.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, Richard, it's good to hear from you, and thanks for writing. And write again if you have further questions. And again, right now, open lines 844-32-BASIC.
Let's go to Jennifer in Queens, New York, listening to us on WMCA. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi. My question is, why is it that I have such a deep and profound belief in God and His Son? And, you know, I read the Bible, I minister to people, I speak in tongues, I pray, I minister to my son, and yet I just want to just die every day. Like, I just feel like, you know, aside from my son and the meaning that I read in the Bible, I just feel like there's no reason to. I feel like life is just painful and draining and painful, and everything that I do just seems to be meaningless.
Well, Jennifer, what are some of the things that you are dealing with? What are your circumstances like right now?
I would say it took me a long time to find employment, and when I finally found it, many years, you know, and, you know, which I don't understand. I mean, I have an education and all, but then when I finally found it, it's doing more to drain me than anything else. I feel burnt out, and I'm just there 1 month. You know, I've been just going from living, me and my son have just going from place to place because of financial instability, and it's just, my son is going through his own struggles with connecting to others. You know, I don't have any, so, you know, other than my son, no real connection. I go to church, but the churches that I go to tend to be very cold. Life just seems to be a painful burden. You know, I pray for him to hit me with some sort of joy in my heart, and to feel his presence, you know, and something to uplift me someplace, even, you know, for me to overcome my circumstances. You know, I've went through a lot of abusive situations. It's just, I'm just going through one drudgery after the next, and I feel like I'm dragging my son through the hell with me, and it's like,
so Jennifer,
I don't
there's
know what else to do.
Yeah, there's just a lot of pain, and it seems to be, you know, constantly coming over you in waves, and anything that you try to do, you can't escape. Is that a fair assessment?
I feel like I'm in what Revelations talk about hell, except I'm just one level above the fire, just a few inches away from the fire, day after day.
Well, Jennifer, that's, you know, this life that we live here on planet Earth, you know, as Jesus said, it is filled with trials and tribulations. There's no way that we can escape those. But we do have a promise that he has overcome the world and that we can experience peace in him. And Jennifer, what I want to encourage you to do is this. Oftentimes we look squarely into the face of our circumstances and we see them in such a negative light, and that influences how we feel. All that negativeness sparks our emotions, and those emotions are painful emotions. And so how do we overcome that? Well, we change what we look at. Instead of looking at circumstances, we start looking at Jesus. When we look at circumstances and we keep our focus there, we start judging God based on those circumstances. God, I thought you really loved me. If you really loved me, you wouldn't allow these circumstances to be like they are. So you must not really love me. You must not really care for me. You must not really be concerned for me. You must not really care that I hurt and I'm going through this pain. We start to ask those questions. Well, those raise doubts about God. And is that kind of what you've been doing?
Yeah, I have. I start getting doubts because I'm, you know, when I read the Bible, I see all this supernatural glory that he has and this power, and I feel like an earthworm. I'm like, why can't I just have a little bit of, you know, this power that he talks about in my life,
okay.
You know, something, so, this light, this something, you know, because I know we all go through trials, but what happens when it feels like it's like I'm 52 years old, and aside from, like I said, my son is a blessing, but aside from me and my son, I have not known any happiness.
Yeah. Well, Jennifer, let's see if we can help you change that, okay? We just have a couple of minutes here on the broadcast, and what I want to do for you, I'm going to put you on hold in just a second, and we're going to send you some information. But here's what I want you to do for the next 3 days. Can you do this for the next 3 days? I want you to look at Jesus, look squarely at Jesus, and begin to thank him for his love, his mercy, and his forgiveness, okay? Because here's the gospel message. Jesus Christ demonstrated his love for you, that while you were a sinner, Jennifer, he died, and he died so that you could have everlasting life. Now, you've received Jesus into your life, right?
Yes.
Okay, so you have everlasting life, don't you?
Yes.
That's supernatural. God gave you that in Jesus. So I want you to thank him for that. And I want you to write that down. Not just verbalize it, but verbalize it and then write it down, okay? And then the next blessing that you have in Christ is this, that in him, in his eternal life, you have forgiveness of sins. So all your sins have been forgiven, Jennifer, every single one. I want you to thank God for that as well, okay? So just two things that you thank the Lord for the next 3 days, the eternal life that you have in Jesus and the total forgiveness that you have in Jesus. Can you do that?
Sure.
Okay. You hang on. We're going to get some information from you and send you some more resources that I think will be a help to you, and we want to journey with you, okay? You hang on, Jennifer.
You.
Good to hear from Jennifer and from Nadia and from all of those of you who called to be a part of this broadcast. We'll be back tomorrow. Till then, for Bob Christopher, for Richard Pfeiffer and the ministry team, Bob Davis saying God bless you, and we'll see you then. Bye-bye.